This is Michael.
Hey, Michael. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, you couldn't have come at a better time. My head's soaking.
It's spinning? Okay, gotcha. I'm glad I called. Yeah. I was just got off with another client. I was like, oh, man, I got my 4 o'clock appointment. So,
yeah.
Well, but, yeah, I made it.
At least fast for you, at least tonight. There's just – so, yes, I can log in, but this is like the original thing that was started by Local Splash way back when we first signed up with you guys.
Right.
Still says at the top, your Google profile is not verified.
Yeah, so that is for the Google business profile. And your current, so the accounts you're currently on with us are LSA, which is Google Guarantee, and the custom website design with Celine. So don't worry about that. Google business profile is not verified. That's for the, like, the base programs, if that makes sense. So what I really want you to kind of get accustomed to, do you see where it says local leads? Like yours right now says 6.
Local leads. Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that.
Yep.
And if you see on the very right-hand corner, okay, it'll say paid leads or paid ads, I mean. And it's currently at 0?
All the way to the right.
All the way to the right. Yes. That's where you're going to see your Google Guarantee leads. So they come through via phone call. It'll say LSA lead. But just so you have the tracking and you know which lead you're paying for and you're not, that all that information will be right in here. Okay? Currently no data to display because no leads have came through. Okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
So that's really the main thing on that. Don't worry about the Google listing is not connected or the listings or any of that stuff, right? Just the paid ads is what you want to pay attention to, okay?
Okay, because I did get that squared away with the Google business thing. So if I'm on my phone and I open up Maps and I click on my name and I click on the business profile,
mm-hmm.
It's good now. It's active.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't even worry about it. That's not – this
okay.
is the Google Guarantee account. We don't mess with that stuff. Also, the Celine with the custom website design, she doesn't mess with that either. So it's not even – I know it sucks to see, like, this red thing saying whatever, but don't even worry about that. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can – it's out of my mind now. I'm not going to worry about it.
Okay.
So how do we – so now that's what I'm going to pay attention to is my paid leads. That's fine. So how do we now – I've been in here – uploading, trying to upload pictures, and I thought that I had changed my, I wanted to put my face and my truck as the, what do they call that?
The cover
logo,
photo?
Or not logo, the cover photo?
Right.
But it's showing us here's my cover photo, but it's not showing anywhere. I don't know where people see that as far as a cover.
Yeah, so what happens is when you add photos in there, we have to manually enter them. So what I'd recommend, are all these photos on here what you want to use?
I'm going to take it easy on everybody. I just want, let's just start with a cover photo of myself and my truck.
Okay.
So two pictures up there. And then I can add, and I'll let you know when I add a bunch into the business photos. But I just want to get... the Google Guarantee, when somebody pops up to that, I want them to see me in my truck.
Okay.
Same with Local Splash. So any changes here, does that automatically get done on the Google Guarantee?
No. So email me. Or if you add something in here, like text, call, or email me that, hey, I put some photos, that way I can make sure they're changed.
Okay. That's what I will do then when we get off the phone.
Okay. What I was going to ask, have you seen the photo? Because it's not really, your truck's not really in it. It's just you, right? Is what I'm seeing.
On Google Guarantee or just my...
Just on your, in your tracking system.
The Local Splash tracking, the one I'm looking at right now?
Yeah.
If I go to home, where would you see that? At if I go to the home page, all it shows is my business card.
Oh, so click on I'm sorry, I should have took you there first. If you click on business information, like it'll say business info.
Yep.
And then scroll all the way to the bottom.
Yep.
You'll see all the photos there.
Yeah, that's where I saw a logo, and that's what's on the home page is the logo. The cover photo, I see it here. Is that where people are going to see it?
Well, I want to make sure that's the photo you want loaded to Google Guarantee, you know? That's why I was asking.
Yes, and I tried to load the truck into there, too, so you'd know that my cover photo, I want, you know, the truck in my face so that people can, again, put a name, face to a name. But it wouldn't let me load up twice. But, you know, you answer that. You guys have to manually do that. So if I text you back and say, I want my face and I want my truck on my Google Guarantee.
Okay.
Then you guys can do that.
Can you do me a favor? So I went ahead. I sent you an email. It should be from Daniel Nelson, dnelson@relevantads.com. It's titled Google Guarantee.
Google Ad to my business. Okay. The only
I sent it to the CCS West Valley.
Yep.
Okay. Did you?
All I got was Google Ad.
Okay.
Daniel Nelson. And
Daniel Nelson.
Flash support.
That's me.
Okay.
Daniel Nelson. So
yep.
Click on
yep.
that
okay.
one.
Okay. Yep.
There you go. I saw you opened it. So right there, just reply to that with the photos you want on there. And I'll get that sent over to Perry right away to delete the old photos and put the new photos in.
Okay.
Does that work? Because I just want to make sure, because there's different photos in here on the tracking system. So I just want you to send me what you want on Google Guarantee. That way I can make sure those are the ones loaded, you know?
Yep. Nope, I appreciate that. And like I said, baby steps for me because I'm juggling a bunch of stuff just like you. Oh. So the first thing is, I just want people, when they see it, they see me in my truck.
Right.
As we proceed, yes, then I'll be uploading and sending pictures of jobs I've done so they can kind of see what I do.
Perfect. Yes.
But for now, I think let's just work on what catches people right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got suggestions in that area, like, yeah, no, I wouldn't put that up there. My feelings are going to hurt. I got one feeling. My wife steps on it all the time, so it's pretty numb.
Right. I'm pretty numb too. My wife gets me. Yeah. So, yeah. No, I get it. No, I think it looks great. You know, I think it looks good to put a, cause then they know who's coming. You know, they see a picture of you. They see a picture of your truck. Like you got your logo on your shirt there. It looks like, right? So yeah, I think it looks good, man. You know, we can always tweak it too. We can change the photos out and stuff, but I'd recommend just to make sure I see them, email them, or text or call me. That way I could get those things uploaded for sure, you know?
Okay, yeah. I will I'll send those back to you. Actually, yeah, I'll just respond via the computer here since I got
yes.
the pictures there.
Awesome.
And that will get us a start. And if this is now where I track the ones I'm paying for, by the way, I'm dumping Angie.
Good.
Tomorrow. Yeah. This week, I'm definitely dumping them.
Yes.
And I'm going to swap them out. The only two I'm running is you guys and Thumbtack.
Okay. I heard clients like Thumbtack, too. I hear good things about them as well. But
I heard it, and you know what? To be honest, Danny, they're the first ones that said, listen, you just give us $50, and we're going to give you $300 worth of leads. Just try us out. Right?
There you go.
All right.
Yeah. Like, sold. Sold,
yeah.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
We gotta, you know, the more you get to know me, I like to keep things simple. That's my system I always go by. Keep it simple, stupid.
Kiss.
it's just easier to manage.
Right. So. No, I prefer it that way too. I coach football and it's like, I don't want to complicate it for the kids to try to keep it as simple as possible, you know, for sure.
You don't want to freaking get them all set up with the cross and the, okay, you're going down really far, and then you're going to come back, and then I want you to go 15 yards the other way.
Baby steps, man. I coach the O-line, so I don't do none of those crosses or any of that stuff, you know.
Just run out there and catch the damn ball.
Right. Just catch it. Yeah. No, Other thing, so we talked about the categories earlier, or the services, right? They sent me the same exact list. So it looks like what they did is they just activated all of them for you. So I've already submitted to Perry and Patricia, to remove the ones you said no to. So that should be done by tomorrow. I will check tomorrow morning to make sure your photos are loaded and those listings are on there too. Okay. Or listings are off of there too. You know?
Yeah. The only one that's on there is just the AC install. And again, you know what? At least before we talk, there's a bunch of different install options on there. But if it's just, if something happens, it's not going to be the end of the world. I can explain the AC install. I'm right now dealing with, have you guys ever heard or been dealt with your other contractors, these scams that these guys will text you? And yeah, I'd like you to do an install for me. Okay. First off, I say, where'd you get my number? Oh, sincerely, I searched through Google. Okay. What do you want? I just need an install. Of what? And they sit there and they just regular, all it is a scam, and they get you, and this is what this guy did. He says, well, I'll give you $4,000 up front for the equipment.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And what they do is one guy literally said, and they said, okay, if you want to do the job, I'll do it. Oh, can you do me a favor? What's that? Just run your credit card for $6,000 over what your job is for, and I was going to give that to my caretaker when you go to her place.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I won't do that. Well, I said, you want to write a check and give it to me? I'll hand it to her, but I am not going to run anything on my credit card. Because what they
absolutely
do is they're going to cancel it. They'll say it's a scam. The bank will pay them, and then the feds are coming after the contractor. Isn't that?
It's crazy. So I've heard, I think those are inevitable. They almost got me on something like that. A guy I coach with, actually, like, I trust this guy with my life. You know, I let my kid go with him for months, you know, if that was needed or something, you know.
Uh-huh.
But he messages me on Instagram, and he's like a real estate guy. So he was like, hey, my company is like giving out like $3,000 or something like that. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh man, shoot it. Just kidding around. And he's like, all right, hey, send me your Cash App. Right? Well, I don't have Cash App. My wife has all that stuff. So I get the Cash App, I send it. They load like on some weird account. And I finally got wise. I was like, hey, I'm going to call him. So I call him and he's like, oh dude, I got hacked. Don't do it. You know? So I've been a victim of that too, man. And it's insane. Those people should just get a real job. If that happens with Google Guarantee though, those are unqualified leads that you wouldn't be charged for, but it's just terrible that you would even have to go through that, you know? That's just the person, you know? It's like, yeah, I have heard of that, though, that's what I was saying.
And I finally respond to him, and I, after playing enough games with him, and I just said, you know, by the way, don't take this personally. But there are some, if you're a decent human being, but there are a lot of worthless, lazy individuals putting scams out there.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's just being nice. I'm being nice. I'd really like to do other things to them, but,
Right. I'm a firm believer what goes around comes around. You know what I'm saying? Like those people will get theirs, man. But it's just, like, I think, like, if they put that amount of effort into, like, a real job, they would kill it, you know? Like, they're going through all these hoops, and, man, it's insane to me, like, what those people do, you know? But
well, they do help my gun range therapy, so that's okay.
Right, mine's the punchy bag.
Not to say that I would ever use a firearm misappropriately, but it's
right,
fun to think about when I'm at the range.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so we are. I gotta be careful of the stuff I say because these day and age, you can't even joke around. I mean,
for
one body to another.
For sure.
It's nice to be able to say what's on your mind. Like, yeah, I would really like 100%. To do this to that person. But holy shit. It gets
right
in hand, you're in trouble.
Defamation suits and terrorism. Or who knows?
Yeah.
Man. It's crazy. It's crazy for sure. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's a different time.
Fine.
Definitely. Do me a favor, hit send on those pictures when you get a chance. That way I can send them over right away, you know?
Okay, I will do that right now. Google Guarantee.
Awesome.
I will do that. Where's my damn reply? Here's the pics. I gotta find it. I got the dummy down version of frickin' Outlook, I guess, on email. It doesn't have a frickin' attach button.
I get it, man. When I have problems with my phone, I give it to my 12-year-old son to fix, you know?
ain't that the frickin' truth? So my son's not 12 anymore. He's 32, and he's in Wenatchee. So, the only thing we really have in common now are firearms that
right.
we shoot the shit about. But, let's see, copy. He's all grown up, married, got his own kids.
Right.
Oh, but he's got
Blink
his, by, he just, bought, his first, he just bought his first house. So,
wow. That's amazing.
And it's the shit. These people never mowed this lawn since they lifted it. Welcome to my world.
Right,
He's getting all grown up, which is nice. Okay, attachment. So I'm going to send that now. Send.
All right, let me refresh. Boom, boom, boom. Hold on. Let me just refresh the whole thing. Okay, just got them. I don't know why it takes that long. So these two photos, so we're doing you and the truck. Gotcha. I like it. All right.
That'd be good?
Yeah, I think it looks great, man. Yeah, and just keep on, so when you add photos, just send them to me and I'll make sure to send those to Perry to make sure they're attached for sure. Just so you know, we have a new tech coming Friday. So I'll keep on, keeping an eye on your account though. Hopefully we're excited about this new tech coming through too, you know, to manage some of these accounts as well. Yeah.
I'm going to attach a different picture. I actually got the one that I had, and you guys might have to do it to downsize it or resize it.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think I sent you the one that, I don't know, it's normal here. I had to cut the logo out to, let me send another one real quick that hopefully has the logo in there and you guys can get it to fit. Because I had to, when I was doing it, I had to shrink it down to get it to work. But I'll send you one more, and then we'll call it good. We'll call it good there. Pictures.
Perfect.
Let's see. Control V. That might look like it. We'll see. We'll see.
Then you'll see them on the Google Guarantee account too. So, like, if you want to make a change to it, just let me know. But hopefully it comes.
All right. What part of California are you in?
I'm in Huntington Beach. The company is based out of Costa Mesa, though. Oh, I see what you're saying. You got the logo on the shirt in on the picture, right?
On the second one, yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna scrap the first one then. We'll use the second one. Yeah.
Yep. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I'm in Huntington Beach, born and raised out here, you know?
What's that? Are you a surfer? Are you a surfer, dude?
Yeah, I surf. You know, my son's more into it. I was more football when I was younger, you know? But for sure, I surf.
did you play college ball?
I didn't. So I tore my ACL and tore my Achilles. And my grades weren't where they needed to be. So I went to JC. Got into coaching, you know, I've been coaching for years now, you know, so, I love the game though. My son, he's really starting to excel at it too. Like he's been playing for 6 years now and he's just, it's cool to watch him grow and develop, you know?
That's awesome. I used to, when I was growing up, you know, but you know what it's like. When you're growing up, you start out Little League and whatever, Pee Wee Squad.
Right.
But that's where you start setting your name, and the coaches know you. And the shit thing is I moved right after, during junior high, I moved from where I had set the pace to a new school, and they had already had their chosen players. I mean, it was it was an uphill struggle from there. So it was frustrating.
It's crazy nowadays. So these kids they're going like all year long. Like his team's been going since January, and it's like, so when I was younger, there were weight limits, right? And it was Pop Warner or Junior All-American out here. That's what you played. And you had to wait till August to play football. Now these guys, man, they're going all year long. There's no weight limits to you, you know. His team is actually ranked number 3 on the West Coast and 15 in the nation. And it's cool. It's cool to watch him just how well he does. And, like, it's amazing, but, yeah.
Do you ever get concerned of burnout?
So that's the thing. I recommend to the guys I coach, I think it's good to do dual sports, you know, because it keeps their mind fresh on football too. So when they're doing baseball or doing soccer or a lot of our kids do rugby, you know, wrestling, all that type of stuff. But my son, he told me, he's like, man, I want to just do football all year long. He played baseball and, I don't try to force him into it. You know, like if he was tomorrow, like, I don't want to play football, I'd be like, all right, well, what sport do you want to? Because you ain't just playing video games all day. But he loves it, man, and he works hard. It's cool to watch him progress. And this year, too, I've been trying to sit back and just kind of attaboy him and tell him great job instead of, like, you should have done this or that, you know. And it's been a cool year for sure. So,
well, that's cool because you're just feeding the desire, and you know when to step back when the desire. I mean, shit, we didn't like, but you know, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 56 and
I'm 33. I'm your son's age.
I mean, the old school shit. You had the summer off, then you had the 2-a-days last 2 weeks in August before football season went full tilt, but and those 2-a-days were just. Those are a nightmare.
For sure.
Holy crap. There's definitely some puking going on.
Yeah.
You had to get rid of all the beer you drank on the summer months you had off. But, well, that's cool. Well, I hope we continue this relationship going.
Yes.
And you're a big aid in my success because I just got to make it another 8 years and then I'm done. So.
There you go.
Let's get this rolling.
We'll get it rolling. I sent those over to Perry now. So what I did, too, just so you know, I made the picture of you the first one and then the truck the second, right? If you want to swap those around, just let me know, and I can make that happen,
too.
Okay?
Nope. I like that. I like that a lot.
So, all right, awesome.
Get your butt home and see your family, and we will sure talk soon.
All right, sounds good, Mike. Have a great night, sir.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.